now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I'm your host for this program, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. In fact, I know you will, because I have some very good information for you that I'm going to bring you, and you probably won't get this kind of information anywhere else. Now, let's get started. The program is Talk to a Pastor. I have been on the air for 23 years, and here I am. Today I want to talk about health, because it's a very important topic. Emotional health, physical health, spiritual health. It all begins with the spiritual, you know. In the society in which we live in a society that is in denial, complete denial. See, the more denial... Have you ever lived with somebody that's in denial? Or have you ever lived with somebody that's that gets angry or makes excuses or has some issue that they don't want to confront? Or have you ever been in a family where there's something that nobody wants to talk about? They don't want to talk about mom's craziness or dad's alcohol problem or whatever it may be. So they're in denial. And people get in denial about a lot of things, but the more in denial a person is, the more in denial that they are, the more they get in denial. See, when we're in denial, we're not facing reality, and then we make mistakes. We do wrong things. We try to cover up our mistakes. We make excuses. We try to hide the evidence for our failing. And we elicit support to support us in our wrong. We come up with euphemisms for our problem. If we can't, we try to deny it. We say it doesn't exist. Then finally, when we can't deny it anymore, then we blame somebody else for it. Or we make excuses for it, or we try to make it seem as if it's perfectly normal. And we require other people to say that what's wrong with us is normal. See? Well, as a society, we are in denial about a lot of things. And, of course, one of the big things we're in denial about is God. More and more we live in a sex society that doesn't want to admit that God exists and that he is our creator. And in him we live and move and have our being. And when we live a faulty existence and God, so to speak, we diss him, we disrespect him, we ignore him, we mock him. See? That's not very smart. Not very smart at all. And so at some level, at some deep level, at some unplugged, plumbed level, we are aware of that fact. No wonder we're anxious. No wonder we feel uneasy. And so, at that unplumbed level, we're aware of that fact. And so we all get together and we tinkle our glasses and we drink and we smoke marijuana and we have a good time and we watch ball games and listen to music and have entertainment and have set our little goals for getting our degrees and for doing this and for doing that. And we go to the mall, see, and we do all these things. All for what? To deny. To deny what? To deny that we're wrong. And when I say wrong, see, I'm not talking about the rotten thing do. But we're fundamentally wrong, living in error by denying our Creator, you see? All right, so, is it any wonder then that things go awry, that we make wrong decisions, follow wrong people, and get ourselves into quite a mess? No, it's not a surprise at all. I'll be right back. most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies, and welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host. So you see, when people are in denial, they have to deny truth. More and more, they have to deny reality, and any little hint of truth has to be squashed, has to be stamped out, because truth, even a little bit of truth, has a tendency to wake people up. And if they see one truth, well, that could lead to another, another, another. And so that's the reason why, as a society, why we have to remove prayer from the school. We can't, in the Sikh society, I was listening to a Christian radio program today on the radio. And the guy said something there. It was actually quite true. He said, we live in such a sick society, we don't even realize how sick it is. It's so sick that we're unaware of how sick it really is. Well, so you have situations where the graduating students are not allowed. They try to make it so the child can't say a prayer. See, they want to remove the Ten Commandments from the courthouse walls. And so you have all these people who somehow feel it's their, I don't know what their problem is. I really don't know what their problem is, but they kind of understand what the agenda is. They kind of sense, you know, how you can kind of sense when you're visiting with somebody, you can sense what they really don't want to talk about. For example, you just can tell there's something they really don't want to talk. Some things are not to be talked about. Or at the meal, you know, you're not supposed to talk about dad's alcohol problem, or, you know, it's just not supposed to be talked about. So you kind of know that. So as a society, we kind of, all these strange people, these liberals, they somehow sense, well, they know we're supposed to get rid of God, so they sort of go about rewriting the history books and twisting everything. And introducing strange ideas and elevating the, you know, moral equivalency, elevating some strange idea to make it seem as if it were on the same level as something, as a good idea. You see what I mean? And so truth is stamped out. No wonder, you know, that's why you have kids that can't do math, because they messed math up. They're not teaching math the way they used to. Or kids can't read because they somehow take the plain and simple truth out of it. So truth is taken out of everything. And so as a society and as a people and as individuals, we're in massive denial, and the bigger the denial, the more we have to deny. So we want drugs to deny, see, to take away we want them to take away the symptoms. We want them to mask. Someone said it on the radio the other day quite well. Someone said that people take drugs, you know, like prescription meds, psychiatric meds, to cover up. See, how did they word that? To mask the symptoms, but it doesn't remove the, but they don't remove the underlying cause. So we want symptom removal. We want to hide the evidence of our folly. Okay? But in a society where truth is denied, you need more and more powerful ways of denying truth. So, for example, over in Russia, I know they used to have a real problem over there with alcohol. Everybody was drinking alcohol. And the reason for that was, well, the people had to deny the fact that they were living in a lie, living in tyranny, that they were copping out, going along to get along, and underneath the thumb of a godless government, see? So all around the world you have these communist governments. What do you think these communist governments are over in Cuba or North Korea or Vietnam or, not the Soviet Union, but yeah, the countries over there like that. Massive denial of God. So no wonder the people are unhappy. But we're moving in that direction too. But what I want you to be aware of is when you're living in a society that is so sick and where there's so much massive denial in society and in families. In families there's denial. So how are you going to survive all of this denial? Well, you have to find a way. You have to find a way how can I say this? You have to find a way to not be in denial yourself. You have to find a way to see that people are in denial and not hate them, not resent them. You have to find a way to express the truth when you can without standing out too much and getting yourself in big trouble before you have someone like Alexander Solzhenitsyn or that type of person, or whistleblowers, or someone like Christ, or someone like Moses. Well, they stood up against the tyranny, but then they ended up suffering for it, or having to go through a lot of grief for it. See, so before you stand up and go through a lot of grief, you gotta get back to basics and do a little boot camp first. And that means that you have to find God yourself. See, most people don't know where to find God. You find him within your innermost being. But most people don't know. See, so you have a society in massive denial, and then, see, to complicate things, you have you have some Christians then who many of which are well-meaning, but they haven't quite found it themselves. They haven't quite found God either. See, they know about Jesus. See, and they may know chapter and verses, and they may study, but you're not going to find him in a book. See? You're not going to find Jesus in a book. You find him within. So singing songs and chanting and doing affirmations and studying the Bible and all these things, that they're nice enough as far as they go, but they don't really get you any closer to God. So, between the people who claim to know Jesus but really don't, and the people who are trying to stamp Christianity out, well, it's not a pretty picture. Not a pretty picture. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Thank you. My name is Roland, and here I am. We're talking about a society that's in denial, families that are in denial, people that are in denial. Now, to the extent that you accept any lie as truth, you're in danger. Because, first of all, if you accept a lie as truth, that means you are basically hypnotized. You're accepting some authority on the outside, whether it be the peer group, or some leader, or some expert, or someone on TV, or just some general notion out there. If you accept that as true, then you have to deny the truth, which says, the truth inside is quietly and wordlessly saying no, or quietly and wordlessly saying I'm not sure. So if you accept something on the outside as being true, whether it's true or whether it's not true, see, you can accept a fact. You know, you can accept a fact in two ways. One way, because you see it for yourself. That's the good way. You hear it, you see for yourself that it's true. But the other way is to accept the fact because someone else says that it's true. And that's the inferior way, or that's the way that can get you into trouble. But to make things even worse, see, it gets you into trouble because it separates you from the wordless word within. It separates you from your own ground of being. It separates you from God within, who would wordlessly show you things and help you to see what's true and not see. Wordlessly. See, you just, it's called intuition. It's a gut level knowing. And so when you're separated from that, no matter how you're separated, whether it's through hate, whether it's through resentment, whether it's through wanting something too much, whether it's through being distracted and all caught up in some excitement of some sort, whether it's through concentrating too hard and studying, whether it's through accepting some authority on the outside, usually because of some benefit. See, but regardless of the reason why you mindlessly accept lies or mindlessly accept external ideas without knowing whether they're true or not, to that extent, you become separated from that inner light. See, which is your lodestar, which is your guide. See, that inner light is there. It quietly says to turn right instead of left, silently. Silently it's there and somehow makes you to pause for just a moment at a red light instead of going forward, and you pause and then some red light runner, you know, your light turns green instead of going right away. You pause for just a moment. You don't even know why, but you pause, and then all of a sudden, there goes a red light runner. So you were safe. You were safe because you followed that wordless hunch. See? Well, you need to follow that wordless hunch always. You always have to check with your intuition what you wordlessly know in your heart. And it'll let you to know what the truth is about everything. Be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? You have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, yes, my name is Roland. Yes, that's a nice little spot that I run. I've been running that little spot because I am available to talk to people. Not that anybody wants to talk to me. See, the more people are in denial, the more it seems like I'm... Some people can't even hear what I'm saying. They can't even hear what I'm saying. See, that's why they... The little children suffer too, because little children are close to the light, very close to the light. And they see what is true and what is not true in a very basic way. They can see if somebody's being mean or not. And the little child wants to express himself. The parent is in denial. The parent is in denial. And people who are in denial, who are wrong basically, they cannot stop and become still and quiet for a moment, because if they did, they would be forced to see their own wrong. They would begin to feel anxiety and uneasy because the light of truth would dawn upon them as they become still, as they stop running, rushing. So the parent is rushing, and the little child is crying, "Mommy." The parent cannot stop and be quiet, because then she would see her own wrong, her own impatience, her own judgment, her own hatred, her own folly. And the child begins to make her aware of that by its crying. And so her goal is to shut the child up one way or the other, or put the child off in daycare or something. Because she doesn't want to see her own wrong. See how that works? So it's not good, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good. So what are you going to do? Well, if you want to survive and maintain your sanity, because once you start to accept lies, then you basically become crazy. You become nutty. You become psychotic. You know, you see in other countries, you see people following some wrong idea or some wrong dictator, and you see them screaming and ranting and raving and carrying signs and banners, and you can see they're cuckoo. See, but in every family, there's somebody that's cuckoo. You know, that you're not allowed to see what you see. If you're a little child and you try to express what you see, then you get slapped down, see? But if you want to get close, if you want to maintain your sanity in a crazy world, in a world gone mad, what was the old movie? It's a mad, 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 mad world. Well, it is a mad, 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 mad world. But if you don't want to become mad yourself, you want to emerge a happy, healthy, sane, see, have a twinkle in your eye, and unruffled, then I think you should get my meditation, give it a try, read some of my books, could do you a world of good. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years, but in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you. Yes. Well, I've outlined the problem. Now, the solution is to learn how to meditate, learn to go within, become still, learn to go in your room and sit still, and quietly get in touch with your own intuition again, what you wordlessly know in your heart. See? Become like you were when you were a little child, except now, a big person. And you'll be fine. So get my meditation. It's very helpful. Visit commonsensecounseling.org, that's commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org, www.talktoapastor.org. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.